Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
David says, the great British baseball players, we were talking about the British, why is Great Britain in the World Baseball Classic?
Let's hear it. What names did he come up with?
Harry Wilson, Harry Taylor, Harry Lawson, Harry Williams, Harry Garrett. And Harry Stetson are all in the World Baseball Classic. Apparently, everybody in
or William,
their name is Harry.
Well, those are the lineup. The pitchers are Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Probably Charles's, Williams.
There's
and
some
Harry's.
Charles, yeah, some Williams. Yeah.
Nigel's. And a few. There's got to be a Nigel.
Nigel or a Grant.
Yeah, or Graham.
Or a Graham. Yeah, Graham for sure.
Nigel, has there ever been someone not British named Nigel? I know Nigel Benn, the boxer. Hey, can you think of a Nigel, an American Nigel?
No, there are no American Nigels. No. That's all Brit. You have to be British.
So it's never caught on. Nigel never caught on as a name in America ever. No. Nigel. There's not a Nigel Winterstone, maybe a... I don't know what Nigel Winterstone would have played. Might have been a skier. Nigel Winterstone. No.
Yeah,
Nigel Beckenbach. I mean, you've got it. Now, there may be soccer players named Nigel or tennis players named Nigel, but come on. That's from the old country. No golfers named Nigel? You can't think of a single golfer named Nigel? Not even that went to a country club that was at Forest Brook Country Club or one of those country clubs? Hammerfist Country Club?
Hammerfist Country Club? What? There is no such thing as a hammer.
What about
fist.
Brookfeather?
There could be a Brookfeather. No,
what about Stonemason Country Club?
Not Stonemason. No.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Stone.
So that game between
Stonefeather.
But the game between Dominican and Venezuela was on Saturday, and Altuve got on base 3 times. They won. They won yesterday versus Puerto Rico, and no bleep. A Rosarena damaged the U.S. That's always happened.
Yeah, what a shock.
He is an Astro and U.S. killer.
Yeah.
Randy Arozarena.
What are we doing here? Of course he's crushing people.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I hate Randy Arozarena. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Oh, we got a bunch of calls in here, so let's get them in here.
Let's go.
Jim wants to talk about the tourney. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. A&M alumni, former Aggie, obviously dumbfounded by the beating yesterday. I don't know much about the selection committee. How we got a 7 seed is there's no explanation for that.
Well,
been on a roll.
First of all, you can't be an Aggie because you called yourself a former Aggie, and there's no
I'm clapping at it. You're right. I screwed up. Hey, it's a Monday.
Okay. So, secondly, did you hear Buzz Williams last year when they didn't make the tournament? This is allegedly payback for what Buzz Williams said when the Aggies didn't make the tournament and finished second in the NIT. They were really, really good. They had a great run. This is an even better run. But they lost a couple of seeds. They should have been a 4 or 5 seed. They ended up a 7 seed, basically because of Buzz Williams. And
you think that's what it is?
And allegedly, they were sending a message about his preseason schedule, which was very easy. Very easy. And they didn't play all that well in the preseason. But they sent a couple of messages to the Aggs, Jim, yesterday that shut your face about our process and how we pick teams. And secondly, play a tougher preseason schedule.
So basically you're saying a committee got butthurt by some comments wanting transparency last year, and they didn't. They went to a bias. They were biased in their selection process, and what you're saying is true, but it still blows me away that this should have to have some level of analytics to it and not be biased, but yet they put bias because they're butthurt about not getting us into the tournament last year, which we should have been in. And you're right, we screwed the pooch in December with that non-conference, but we have literally, we're a 4 or 5 seed this year. So who are they accountable to? Who is the selection committee accountable to, if anyone? Because they were clearly biased.
Yeah,
They're accountable to the BCS selection committee.
Yeah. Well, Wait till the football playoff expands to 64 teams. Then you're going to get this kind of stuff.
Hold on. He's right, though. Everything he said was based on your explanation of it. Mm-hmm. Then it sounds like the NCAA is just literally that they're making determinations based on having their feelings hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's not how you do this.
Well, just shut your face then, Buzz.
No, you can't just say shut your face. We're going to not give you an actual real seating. Now, the other stuff about, you're hurt by a weaker preseason schedule. That stuff, okay, that's a legitimate basketball thing. It can't be, well, remember what you said last, the selection committee cannot be a bunch of angry wives who are holding grudges. Like, that can't be the way you do this. Oh, really? Do you remember what you did last year at the wine garden, at the beer garden, whenever you said the thing about the flute on the radio? Remember that? When you were on Know Your Weekend or whatever that show is that John Granato has?
Yeah.
Know what happened on your weekend? And you said the flute line? Yeah. Well, guess what? You're a 7 seed now. That's what it sounds like happened.
That's exactly what happened. And she next time she drinks wine, well, she won't remember because she's drunk. So maybe she'll still be a musician for you. 713-780-3776.
She'll be a musician is the new phrase.
Maybe she's still.
Needless to say, drive me smooth. did anyone say drive me smooth? Bleeper bleeper.
No, I did not hear that. Stafford wants to talk about Jimmy G. Hey, Stafford.
Hey, what's going on, man?
How we doing?
I'm a TSU alumni, so I want to say shout out to TSU. Let's go ahead, take care of business tomorrow, and let's upset Purdue.
That would be great.
Another thing, yeah, man, and another thing, shout out to all the Astros players kicking tail in the World Baseball Classic. This has been the most entertaining World Baseball Classic of my lifetime. I've watched a few of them, so, but I'm enjoying it. And but Jimmy G, man, all these reports coming up on Bleacher Report about the Texans and Jimmy G, Texans, please draft a quarterback. We've seen when you give Jimmy G everything, I mean the elite of defense, wide receivers, running backs, offensive line, left tackle out of this world. Jimmy G has shown us he's either going to get hurt or he's not going to win a Super Bowl with everything. So we've seen that. Please don't bring Jim Garoppolo to Houston.
That is the most compelling thing. You gave him the most quarterback-friendly offense, 2 running catch options in Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, Trent Williams. You gave him a running game. Now, of course, we're going back also 2 years ago when he was terrible against Green Bay in the playoffs, and then, of course, this year injured. But he had everything and a great defense, John. When you give him everything, he's average. What's going to happen when you give him Texans?
No.
Although I will say, I think Texans are, left tackle Laremy Tunsil, pretty good. Running back Damian Pierce, pretty good. Wide receivers, not great. Not great. I think I think that was all smoke initially. I think the Jimmy Garoppolo thing was out there potentially to try to tamp down the interest of, the Chicago forcing anything. And now the Chicago's already made the trade. If that was smokescreen on Jimmy G, you really shouldn't see that anymore with the Texans, unless they're trying to. Now, the Texans, John, is there a chance that the Texans basically say, you know what? If the Raiders want to move up here, we will take the draft picks and we'll draft Will Levis at 7. This city might burn into a crisp if that happened.
I would be okay with that because and especially if it's Anthony Richardson. If they love Anthony Richardson, move out. Move out.
Then, I think Richardson
Oh, by the way, and Stafford, despite your protests, you could use Jimmy Garoppolo if it's Anthony Richardson. You can't put Davis Mills out there as a starter for another year.
Yeah, and if it's Bryce Young, you don't.
No.
Bryce Young is a guy.
But if it's Anthony Richardson, they want to move down. And because I don't believe Anthony Richardson with his tape last year, Lance, I just don't believe he's the second pick.
It's pretty bad. But if you did, you're right. You go Jimmy Garoppolo and you make Richardson sit most of the year and take mental reps. But at some point, he's got to take actual. Like at some point, he needs to play more football too.
Yes, it's No. He's got to sit. He can't. You can't throw him out there to the Wolves. You got to redshirt him. There's no question. And Jimmy Garoppolo would be the guy. Davis Mills is not. You cannot sell this fan base.
But you got
another year of Davis Mills.
I think the Texans are drafting a quarterback. I don't think they're going to wait. I think they'll draft a quarterback. However, if they got a package where they got a future first, it wouldn't shock me if they moved out because now they would have 3 first round picks next year.
Yeah.
They would have 3 first round picks.
And no matter where they are, they
can
move up.
You can go. I mean, yeah, unless it's 2 teams that need, you know, and even if a team needs quarterback at number 2, now, of course, the amount of failures by trading a bunch of picks into number 2 with Leaf, RG3, the trade up that involved Carson Wentz. I mean, you know, you hate to call that a failure because Carson Wentz was actually pretty decent with Philadelphia, but, you know, it ultimately didn't work out. So there's been a lot of trade-ups to 2 that have not gone well. You've looked at the quarterbacks who've gone 2nd. Yep. It's not a great list.
Nope.
Although I feel better if they take Stroud 1 and we get Bryce Young 2nd. I actually feel pretty good about that one. But boy, you draft Richardson 2, you better have another quarterback there. And you know, Davis Mills could run it. Like, he could run it. You don't even have to spend money on Jimmy Garoppolo. But if you get Garoppolo, you might as well trade Davis Mills.
If you trade down and you take a defensive player and you forget quarterback this draft, then you start Davis Mills.
Oh, to try to get ready for next year? Is that what you're saying?
Fail for Caleb. Fail for Caleb. Yep, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing here. Or get Slade for May. Whatever the case may be.
I feel like you can come up with something better than that one.
No, there's something better. 812
play for me.
713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. It's that time again. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5's 5th annual Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light, supported by Rudy's Barbecue. We'll be giving away tons of prizes worth over $50 each. Did we mention this is all free, absolutely free for you to join? Prizes include gift cards to Frankie's Italian Kitchen, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, Chewy's, The Burger Joint, and much more. Head to ESPN975.com to register now. Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light, America's favorite light lager. All right, tomorrow is media day out at Highland Pines. I've joined Highland Pines. I love the course. And you see on Twitter, there's all kinds of guys that are saying, hey, I played it. It is awesome. I'm telling you, it's I talk about the Zoysia grass. It's different. It's crunchy. The ball sits up. It's awesome. And this is a new course where usually it's going to take, when this thing fills in, when this thing matures, it is going to be superb. Right now, it's great. I have zero. I'll play it every day right now. But when it matures, oh my goodness, it is going to be one of our best courses in the city of Houston. And the value is unbelievable. People, you can be daily fee. You can be, you know, just go and play every day, or you can become a member to 3 different courses. I'm telling you, I think it's the best value in the city of Houston. Highland Pines, Augusta Pines, Glenlock Pines. You can join all 3 of them for a low monthly fee and 1 initiation fee that's low as well. So if you're looking for a great way to become a member or daily fee, Highland Pines, our newest course, it's unbelievable. Zoysia, and then Laser Zoysia Greens, which is the only place in the world that has Laser Zoysia Greens. It's unbelievable. GolfHighlandPines.com. That's GolfHighlandPines.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Golf Coach Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
Nothing goes better with March Madness and tequila, and why not make it Maestro Dobel? Maestro right off the Maestro, right? As soon as you hear Maestro, you know it's going to be good. Maestro Dobel is 11 generations of tequila makers. Coming from Tequila, Mexico, that's where this is. This tequila is made. It's a huge tequila in Mexico, and it's really started to sweep the United States over the last 2.5-3 years. And you're going to start seeing it more and more restaurants. You'll see it in your liquor stores. Really cool bottles. I've had people, oh my gosh, who was that the other day that I saw with the Añejo Extra Cristalino? That's an expensive bottle, and that is truly the most, it's truly the most exceptional tequila I've ever sipped. It's unbelievable. You've got to try that. If you're a big time of tequila aficionado and you're not afraid to go top shelf because you love a great tequila, this one is going to blow you away. Now, if you're looking for something that is very reasonably priced, that is high quality, might I suggest their Cristalino? It's called the Diamante. And it's got the Añejo Extra, and also the Reposado. They blend those three tequilas, they charcoal filter it, they age it, and the result is something that's truly fantastic. The flavor profile is incredible. And the tequilas at Maestro Dobel, all of them can be used for sipping. There's no burn at the end. They also can all be used, you know, for different cocktails if that's what you choose to do. And, of course, they make a great margarita. If you want to use the silver or the smoke silver, that is going to be great for your margaritas. Maestro Dobel, wherever fine liquors are sold, if they don't carry it, demand it. Demand it. And, in fact, pitch a tent out there and start to protest at your local liquor store if they're not carrying Maestro Dobel.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
A protest seems a bit aggressive, but okay. Okay. You think we should protest outside the liquor store, okay? Mm-hmm. If that's what we have to do to get Maestro Dobel there, that's what we'll do, okay? 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in with us. The Cougs, the top seed in the Midwest. And Texas and Texas A&M are in there. I was like, oh my goodness, this is the Texas bracket. Texas, the 2 seed. Xavier, the 3. Texas A&M, the 7 seed. U of H has Northern Kentucky. And then their second game, everybody on the set, I think in large part because Sasser wasn't there, but right. Everyone on the set there thinks the Cougs will be out in the second round. They won't even make it.
Well, yeah, but also because they're just not shooting well.
Yeah.
And they haven't really all year. Like,
but they never do, and they make it to the Sweet 16 or the Final Four.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's just that yesterday's defensive performance is a little
concern. Who's bad? Iowa and Auburn are the 8-9. A lot of good 8-9 matchups this year. And Iowa and Auburn, the winner of that one will be. Those are two good teams, and it'll be interesting
to
see.
It's a challenge, yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how it works out. 713-780-3776. If you've got any thought on the Cougs or the Aggies or the Longhorns or whatever, you're more than welcome to get in. 713-780-3776. And I just for Tony, Iowa and Iowa State are both in the Midwest. Tony's a big Iowa State guy. Big Iowa State guy. So
he also loves Wisconsin.
He loves Wisconsin and Iowa State. So I don't think Wisconsin, I didn't see Wisconsin in it. So
don't people from Wisconsin call Iowa poverty Wisconsin?
Is that what it is?
I think so. Or it's the other way around. I don't know. But I think Wisconsinites call Iowa the poverty Wisconsin.
Ah, they're so drunk they don't
know
where.
They call them loose meats. They call them loose meats Wisconsin.
Up in Wisconsin, it's the drunkest state in the country. And so they're not sure what they're saying if you want to know. They don't know. they really don't know.
Is that where you got your – is that where, like – so you were in Wisconsin before you were in Louisiana, no,
I had,
right?
I had – my training was young, okay?
That's true. So, wait, were you in – so you've lived in Chicago where your dad –
I grew up in a bar, dude.
I want you to think about this. You grew up in a bar. Yeah. Then you went to Green Bay, right? Where all you do – all you can do is drink because it's cold.
Yeah. Well, then I grew up in a bar, but I had a lot of stops along the way. I lived in Arizona, and then I lived in Louisiana.
No. But where did Green Bay fit in?
Green Bay fit in, yeah, right before I came here.
Oh, wait. Green Bay was – so Louisiana was – no, Louisiana I thought was
– No. Before I went from Louisiana to Green Bay and then here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you went to Louisiana to Green Bay.
Yeah. Yep.
So you were John Grant before you were
back to
before
John
you
Granado.
Were Green Bay, John?
Yeah. Then I was back to Granado. Right.
Oh, I thought Louisiana was before you moved here.
No. I moved to I was in Green Bay before. Okay, moved up to Green Bay, got divorced, came here.
So what went harder? Louisiana, Chicago, or Green Bay?
Wow. Chicago went the hardest. Then that's why I had to leave, and then Green Bay, and then Louisiana. I didn't go nearly as hard in Louisiana as I did in the other places.
Well, I'm not saying you necessarily. I'm saying the people there.
What do you mean?
Well, the people of Green. Is it the people of South Louisiana and where you were in Lafayette, or was it Green Bay?
Go hard.
They go harder than Green Bay.
Well, Green Bay goes hard every day. I'm telling you, it's just. It's nonstop.
It's culture.
Yeah, it
is. It's like being in Ireland only with.
Right. Louisiana's like being in Louisiana. There's nothing like it. And there's they go. Like don't it. Trust me. They go hard.
Oh, I know they do. But, that's why the question came.
No. I've lived in some hard places. Let's get Roger in here. He wants to talk about the NFL draft. Hey, Roger.
Hey guys, how's it going, John? Lance?
Good.
Good Monday's doing well. Hey, so real quick, I got to take on the Cougars. I kind of think this gut punch is a blessing in disguise, if you ask me, because, you know, I wanted them to go into the start the tournament with a bad taste in their mouth, and they traditionally responded well when they've had a bad game. So I'm thinking they're going to be okay. I'm thinking it's not as bad as did you see Memphis at the end of the game? Holy crap. They act like Rocky, like they just won, like, the title. It's crazy. But, you know, it's a good story for them, I guess. You know, you got to have a little competition to get you better, right? So, in that regard, you know, I think we'll be okay. As far as the Texans, I don't know what to do with all the smoke signals with the Panthers trading up, and then they're thinking about trading down again, and then maybe us getting Garoppolo. If you're going to get Jimmy G, why not just go all out? Let us hang and just get freaking... the guy from Baltimore, just get, you know, just do that. Just, hey, he's 25, 26 years old. Just, I mean, if you're going to get Jimmy G, if you're going to go Jimmy G, do it right.
There's a big difference between getting Lamar Jackson and getting Jimmy G. Big difference. You're setting yourself up for the – Jimmy G is a stopgap. Jimmy G would be a Band-Aid. Jimmy G you get if you draft Anthony Richardson, not if you draft – Bryce Young. If you draft Anthony Richardson or Will Levis, then you get a Jimmy G to spend a year or two here, and then you move on.
And you think he gives you a better chance to win than Davis Mills. So what you're doing is you're telling your fan base, hey, we want to help you. You know, we want to try to win more games this year.
Right.
And so that's why you wouldn't draft Jimmy Garoppolo to compete. I don't think to compete with Davis Mills, so you could draft a defensive player. I don't think that would be the thinking, but, you know, it could be.
No, I wouldn't want – if you draft a defensive player, I would want Davis Mills as the quarterback.
Why is that, John?
Because then you lose, and then you get that quarterback next year.
I just wanted you to say it out loud.
Yes, that's all. Yes.
The idea about going for Lamar Jackson is – I thought about it, and you and I talked about it last week. I just don't know if Lamar Jackson would basically sign his tender to come to Houston. I don't know. It's financially it makes sense in terms of, you know, you don't have the state income tax. Lamar might like the weather here. He's originally from the Miami area, so he's from Florida. He might like the weather better. There might be some advantages. He might want to play for D'Amico Ryans. That might be something as an advantage. Would the Texans want to give that up? I tell you what, John, I mean, you know, you don't want to give up the contract that they're looking for. Nobody in the league does because they don't think it's – they think it's a bad, bad contract. But if you gave up your second pick of the draft and a first-rounder next year, that's not a bad deal for a guy like Lamar Jackson. Unfortunately, you get no rookie contract anymore. And that's one of the advantages, just like in baseball. The Astros, one of the ways they got good and sustainably good is the contracts that they had before, you know, before free agency. It's having club control. In essence, you have no club control of the quarterback. If in fact, you have the highest paid quarterback in the league right away. So it's automatically going to limit your spending over the next 3 years.
I don't want to go that route. Develop a quarterback. 713-780-3776. I want to
comment on something he said, though. I don't agree with that. You know, I agree with it sometime that there are good losses, blessing in disguise. Not when you're headed into the tournament. All it does is hurt your – I don't think this is a good loss. It hurts your confidence. It could be a little damage to the confidence. I don't think there's anything that needed to, quote-unquote, wake the Cougars up. I think they're a team that doesn't shoot well.
I do.
And I think they right now are just following – it's not like they're just sleepwalking right now.
No, I think that it's a refocus. I tweeted out last night. I don't think it's a bad loss at all. I think it's a good loss. I think that it's a refocus. I think it's a chance for Kelvin Sampson to get all over him and say, okay, that was sloppy. That was terrible. Now let's go. Now you want to win? It's a new season. We got 6 wins to go here. Refocus. Okay. So I think that was a good win. You know you didn't have Marcus Sasser. If you'd have lost that game with Marcus Sasser, now that's a different story.
Well, let's see how healthy Marcus is. I mean, we still don't know. Let's see how healthy he is.
Well, if you don't have Marcus Sasser, yeah, I mean, it's not like, I don't know. Last year you were able to overcome it.
If you have Sasser at 75%,
the way Tremont Marcus is playing right now, you ain't winning nothing. Tremont Marcus got to step. Of course, Tremont was hurt last year too, and they still. But they had different players last year. Tremont's got to step up. Marcus Sasser's got to be healthy. He's got to play well. Shed will open up stuff for Shed and Juwan Roberts. And, you know, and you got to get what you can from Jarris. But I think it was a good loss, if you want to know the truth. I do. I think that this is the time of the year where you want them to be most focused. And Kelvin's got their attention right now.
Yeah, I just don't know if it's a focus issue. I think it's a can't-shoot issue. And I don't like – I've just seen teams who are cold going into the tournament, you know, or had a bad loss going into the tournament, and it carries over. And I'm concerned right now that, you know, Kelvin Sampson doesn't take it light on the guys. They're going to – I don't know that there's anything he can do to get after them. They're gotten after wins. That's never an issue. So if Kelvin Sampson doesn't have them focused, which I do not believe is the case, I think they're focused. I just think – it's hard to overcome when you shoot in a 20% range. You can't win like that. You can't win the way they shot. It's impossible. I think it's shocking they stayed within 5 at any point. That's like shocking that they got it back to 5, considering how badly they shot.
Yeah. No. It was, when they got it back to 5, I was like, oh, my gosh. That is awesome. That is. Let's see if they can do it. And then they fell apart. So, 713-780-3776. Is the number if you want to get in here, 829 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, a little QC.
QC Kinetics. This is a great opportunity for you to work with a company who's expanding into the Sugarland area. They're expanding their other offices. They are opening in Sugarland. What a great opportunity if you have a joint issue, a knee issue, a shoulder issue, hip, back. What happens is the joints could be arthritic, which is obviously its own problem. QC Kinetics has a solution for you. It could be just that you have chronic pain because of a torn labrum in your shoulder or other issues. But what QC Kinetics does is it's regenerative medicine. So this is the hot thing because regenerative medicine takes the body's healing powers and they basically superset that thing. And then they put it back, and I don't know the right wording for it, just they take the body's healing powers, they make it even better, they put it back into the joints. And what happens is with QC Kinetics, they work to restore damaged tissue and regenerate damaged tissue. And that's a big deal because the damaged tissue, once it is restored, you have less pain. Once you regenerate more tissue, even less pain and more mobility and function in that damaged area. So a lot of times people just go to shots for temporary solutions and then it just gets bad again. Or surgeries, you have drugs, pain medicine, downtime after surgeries. Listen, QC Kinetics can be a solution for all of that old, you know, the old adages and the old ways of treating pain. QC Kinetics has a different way of doing it, and they are highly, highly successful. Give them a call today, 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285. That's QC Kinetics.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
Madness is here, baby. You want to bet it? This is the week to do it. Get to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Getting started is easy. Visit mybookie online. Use promo code BET975. You'll receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. They'll match 50% of your first deposit. Okay? So you put in $1,000, they'll match $500 of it. You put in $500, they'll match $250, and on and on and on. Grab your extra funds now, and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at big money. And if you're the kind of guy you want to do, hey, multiple brackets, that's fine. You do as many as you want. For basically the price of an Uber, you got a shot at life-changing money. So many online betting sites to choose from. You need a platform that makes it simple to bet and win like MyBookie. Choose mybookie.ag, promo code BET975 for the ultimate sports betting experience. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.
Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. Let's get Ryan in here. He's been waiting. He wants to talk about the tournament. What do you say, Ryan?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing this morning?
Good, man. How are you?
Man, I'm stoked. Aggie here, and everybody complaining about our seating. I don't care, man. I used to have a D-bag of a boss that went to Penn State. Can't wait to kick their butt. And then the chance to upset the T-Shifts in the second round. I mean, let's go. What else could you want, baby? March Madness.
That's also, what I
Bryce
like.
Young's a bust. That's all up. I got.
Whoa, we threw the Bryce Young's a bust on out there at the end.
Bryce Young is a bust?
That's what he said. He threw in Bryce Young's a bust as a little Luxardo cherry in the old fashioned.
Wow. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he wanted us to take Johnny Manziel. I don't know. Maybe that's what we should have done.
You know what? That guy was feeling good about himself. He's got a chance to beat Penn State, and he's got a chance to go up and beat Texas, and then you had to throw Manziel out there?
Well, Johnny Manziel was a great player for the Aggies.
Okay? He was?
Yeah. Did you see the Tampa's looking at, they're probably going to sign Baker Mayfield? You're going to go from Tom Brady to Baker Mayfield. How's that going to work out for you?
That's fine, because you know what they're looking for.
Yeah, they're looking
for
Caleb Williams.
They're number one spot.
Yeah, right? They're looking for Caleb Williams right now.
Baker Mayfield will be out of the league, and, you know, Baker could become a good NFL backup.
Mm-hmm.
He's what we call a 61, a low. Oh, so now my grade actually does look pretty good on him coming out. A 61, which is a low-end starter to a very good backup. That's what Baker is. If he leans into it and wants to become, but I don't think his personality will accept that. He can end up making good money for the rest of his career, but he's got to be able to. You know, how cool was that when he came in there and won that game for the Rams? I mean, that was a really cool moment for him in the fourth quarter of that meaningless game on Thursday night on Amazon that maybe a lot of people didn't see. But Baker Mayfield could be that guy who comes in and you know, he's maybe a souped-up Sage Rosenfels. Maybe he could be that guy. Maybe he could be Case Keenum. Remember, Case Keenum had a really good season with the Minnesota Vikings. Oh, yeah. I think that's what Case is, a kind of a low-end starter to really good backup. Like, you feel okay if you got Case Keenum coming in for you. Baker could be that. The days of Baker Mayfield thinking he is a plus starter Like, that's over. That's no one sees that. That's why you'll have a 1 year. Who's rushing to sign Baker Mayfield? We're talking about Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, Baker doesn't even get a sniff. It's about Derek Carr and Jimmy Garoppolo, two guys who, to me, you know, that's like trying to start a fire after a rainstorm. Like, nothing. No juice to me, either one of those guys.
What do you think of what is the signing of Robert Woods mean for the draft? I would think that 12 is not in play for a wide receiver now. It's probably going to be a defensive lineman.
That's what I think. They gave him, and people are all upset. I don't think they'll look at wide receiver for the first until day three, until the fourth round. Maybe the third round pick. Definitely not the first two, because now you have Robert Woods and people saying, "Well, this wide receiver corps still is a good." Robert Woods is washed. Hey, I'm not going to disagree with you. I'm just telling you, you have Nico Collins, who's a second-round pick. They're not taking him out on 11 personnel, which is three wide receiver. You got John Mechie. If he's back, they just picked him with the 44th pick of the draft in the second round. If he can play, they're not sitting him down. They just signed a guy that they gave $10 million guaranteed to, and Robert Woods, they didn't give him $10 million guaranteed not to play. So where is this pick number 12 going to play? In place of who? One of your second-round picks? No.
Well, you can't have enough good wide receivers. I mean, but
I know, but you're not going to draft them in a second. Somebody wouldn't play.
No.
Either your first-round pick wouldn't play or your second-round. Which of your second-round picks wouldn't be playing? Because you didn't sign Robert Woods to do nothing.
No, I agree. Robert Woods. And you're getting – so
by the way, Brandon Cooks is still there.
I'm
assuming Brandon Cooks is gone.
Yeah. They're a lot alike, Brandon Cooks and Robert Woods.
In terms of how they play. Yeah
right. And, you know, I guess Robert Woods outside, Mechie inside, Nico outside. You can still grab somebody later. And you know what? Wide receivers, you never know where you're going to get a good one.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm still in favor of adding another wide receiver. And yeah, you could grab Michael Wilson, you know, in the fourth round from Stanford or fifth round. He's great on special teams as well. Elijah Higgins is a 230-pound wide receiver who's basically like a slot receiver who can be like a kind of a tight end look for you. You can run some, use him as a basically transition him into a move tight end, an F. Like, yeah, there's some. Well, I could go point out guys where you could still get better at wide receiver, but I don't think with $10 million guaranteed and it's only 2 years, but I just don't see that. I see them kicking the can down the road another year. They want to see what's up with Mechie. You know, you have to see what is Mechie about.
Yeah. No, you got to – Mechie's got to be – if Mechie's playing, Mechie's got to be on – he's got to be on the field. And especially if you get Bryce Young, you got the two of them back together. Listen, Robert Woods wants to be on the ground floor of this deal. You know what? You get in on the ground floor, you buy low and sell high. I mean, who doesn't want to be part of this organization as they, you know, ascend to the top of the league and the NFL. I mean, who doesn't want to be a part of this? I mean, the last few years have been, you can see how golden it is, what a great opportunity you have here. Okay? So I just think this is going to be, that's just the start of attracting free agents. Just bona fide, wonderful free agents that this organization is going to put. It's going to put together an unbelievable roster here, starting with Robert Woods. Congratulations to Robert Woods for being a part of this.
I think it's a blessing is all I can say.
Well, that's how Jack Easterby would put it, but okay. Okay. If you're going to make it a blessing. Is it? It's a blessing to have Robert Woods, or Robert Woods is blessed to be part of this.
Both.
You think?
I remember how good Robert Woods used to be at one point. So
at one point he was. Yeah, he was good.
You have to just assume you're getting the same thing at all times.
Yeah, I just don't know if you can assume that. I don't know if you can assume anything about any of this. If you want to know the truth, 713-780-3776, 842. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Mike Sando joining us at the bottom of the next hour, 9:30. We'll talk NFL with him. Right now we're talking about insurance, though.
Well, TGS Insurance, they want you to take a look at what you're paying for your homeowner's insurance. This is one of the high-ticket items when it comes to insurance. And they want you to just find out what a competitive rate looks like. For a lot of people, they stay with the same company year after year. When I've seen TGS, the highest I've ever seen is over $3,000. I got that from a listener in Deer Park who saved over $3,000. Now, I don't know how big his house was. I don't know if the if this covered, you know, maybe another home. Maybe he had a rental property, an RV. I don't know what it was. But he's like, oh, my gosh, they just saved me over $3,000. I do know this. There is a 0% chance that he wasn't with his same company for years and years and years, because the biggest savings come from people who are with the same company for years and years and years. And what happens is they don't offer competitive rates. They go up on you. There's never anything competitive with them. They tell you they give you a bundle if you do car insurance too, so they get both of your policies. And then you don't even realize that that bundle is actually costing you money. TGS Insurance shops for A-rated insurance companies, multiple companies. They do it within 15 seconds with their algorithm they have. And if you text the word money to 232323, you are going to be able to find a rate that is competitive and that is going to save you money. TGSinsurance.com. Text right now, no strings attached. Money. Text the word money to 232323. That's TGS Insurance.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 847 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Lance Gilbert's here. I've got to see. Yes. Right. See what Gilbert thinks. I think Gilbert really likes the Cougs in this in the tournament. So far, that's all he said is he thinks.
Well, now I will say he said he didn't. First of all, if you remember correctly, he didn't like him in the to win the conference tournament, and now he doesn't like him going to the Final Four. Gilbert's already told you 2 weeks ago he just doesn't see it with the Cougs this year. He just I assume he's got a problem with the shooting as well.
You think so?
Yeah, let's find out.
Who do you think his favorite player is?
Jennifer Reyna?
Is Jennifer Reyna your favorite player on the Cougs, Gilbert?
No.
Oh. Who's your favorite player on the Cougs?
Shed?
I don't know. I didn't watch it yet. I didn't watch it every time I see the game. I fall asleep.
You fell asleep? It was during the day.
What time did the game start yesterday, anyway? What time did the game
start?
2:00. No, it wasn't on TV.
Yes, it was on TV.
What channel? So what channel was it on?
It was on ESPN, that little channel.
Yeah, well, I didn't see it. It went on late anyway.
Yeah, it was on late.
Well, yeah, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It was real late.
Yeah, but where? What time? 2:30 or what? They got other games going on anyway.
2:15. 2:15. It didn't start till like 2:18.
Yeah, so okay.
Later than 2, yes. And it was on ESPN.
Where are they playing next anyway? When are they going to play again?
They're in Birmingham. They play Northern Kentucky.
Where at?
Birmingham.
Okay, Birmingham, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll ask you, Lance, a question.
Well, hold on. Do you like the Cougars? Hold on. Do you like the Cougars to win and to get to the Final Four this year?
Maybe, maybe not.
Oh, okay, because you didn't think they were going to do it before. So what's changed? Why do you give Houston a chance? Because before you didn't think they'd be able to do it this year.
During Houston this time.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. It's well, for the Final Four, they are. Yeah. Okay, maybe.
We're going to play at the Astrodome. I mean, right.
No, they are not playing in the Astrodome. That's. It's going to take too long to get the Rats out of there. They would play at NRG Stadium.
NRG Stadium?
Yeah, they're not playing at the Astrodome.
What's wrong with the Toyota Center?
Well, it's Toyota. Nothing's wrong with the Toyota Center. I think they want to get as many people in as possible. They usually look for the big venues, so they like to be able to get, you know, 50,000 plus in there, 60,000. So Toyota Center can't do that.
That's not big enough.
Yeah, not big enough.
You like the Astrodome? Did anyone big enough?
No, I mean,
first building anyway. You know.
Yeah, that's a point.
I,
just,
I don't understand that anyway, you know.
I don't either. And I don't know. The Astrodome may be in play. I don't know if they've made a decision on where they're playing the games yet, but Astrodome could be in play. We'll just see. You know what sounds just like? You're a little out of line yourself there. You're a little out of line. There's only one Irishman here.
I'm throwing my lecture anyway.
What's the matter with it?
She can't play Ayo Pinder by Craig Scott.
By Craig Scott.
Yeah.
I don't know that song anyway. Yeah, I played the whole album and they did get the song anyway, you know.
Yeah.
I just don't understand that.
Well, have you tried Heidi Ho Princess by Neon Symphonic or what's it
he
called,
doesn't
RJ?
Want that one. That's
I don't want to like that one. I like Craig Scott better.
I don't know. The one by Neon Harmonic or whatever, that slaps, Gilbert. And if you want a version that slaps, I would say, here, let's try it. Alexis, play Heidi Ho Princess. There. You hear this? What about this version? What about this version?
No, I don't like that version. I don't like that version anyway.
Hold on, but listen to this key change coming up.
Hi-ho, princess. Is it fun to have a million toys?
Do you hear this?
Would you share them with the boys?
Okay, fade it out. What about that version?
That
version.
Why don't you like that version?
Can you find the original,
like the original
version for him? RJ,
like
find the
original.
Where's Craig Scott?
Oh, here
Craig
we go.
Scott.
This one.
Hey.
This is it, Gilbert. This rocks.
Yeah, Craig Scott. Yeah, I like that one. Have a million
toys. Okay, fade it. Fade it down. Remember, all you have to do is call the show, Gilbert, and you say, hey, RJ. Play Heidi Ho Princess by Craig Scott, and RJ will play it for you. If your Alexa won't play it for you, RJ, our producer, will. But you just call, and when you get on the air, say, hey, RJ, play Heidi Ho Princess by Craig Scott, and he'll play it for you. That's all you got to do. See? Look what just happened.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Deal? Are we good?
I don't know.
I mean, honestly, it's literally the best deal I could possibly offer you. Although I'm sure you'd like to have it at your own house.
Yeah.
What are you playing that off of? YouTube? What's that from, RJ?
What is it?
So, YouTube. So, Gilbert, do you have the internet?
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's probably
you best. Don't have. Wait a minute, Gilbert. You don't have the internet?
No, not
well,
now.
How do you?
Not now. What happened?
Well, how could Alexa play anything without the internet?
Yeah.
You have the internet, Gilbert. You just don't know it. You should see.
All I got is the Alexa machine anyway. You know, that's all
if
I got.
Gilbert discovers all the magic that's on the internet?
No. He said he used to. Gilbert, you used to have the internet, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Is it too expensive?
I don't know.
What happened?
I don't know.
You don't know what happened? It just went away?
Let's just keep it.
Yeah, it went away.
Oh. Right. Maybe Mom took it away because you wouldn't
come out of the room. Let me ask you, Jim, why are you working today? It's going to be spring break, you'll be on vacation. Same time with your daughter, you know.
That's true. Lance, why are you working today when you could be spending time with your daughter?
I'm going to do both, Gilbert. I can work in the morning and then spend time with my daughter.
Yeah.
What about John? Why is John working?
My daughter doesn't live here. My daughters don't live here. They're both in different states, Gilbert. You think I should go see them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do that this weekend.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right. I should. I'm going to go do that this weekend. I'm going to go see my daughter up in Oklahoma City.
Gilbert, does your Alexa work?
Let's hear it.
Make Alexa play some music.
No, I'm okay now, okay?
No.
I'll talk to you guys later. Wait.
Okay, but I'd like to see if you could challenge. Okay, Gilbert, when did Frank Sinatra die?
1998.
What day?
June.
It was June?
June of 98. Okay, now go to Alexa and say, hey, Alexa, When did Frank Sinatra die? I want to see if you were right.
Okay. Alexa, okay, what year did Frank Sinatra die?
Frank Sinatra died on May 14th, 1998, at the age.
Bang!
Wait a minute. What was the date?
May 14th, 1998.
What May was 14th. May so 14th. He was close.
It was June.
He was close. It was 1998. When did Bing Crosby die? No way you know that.
Yeah, I know when Bing Crosby died, 1977.
All right, check with Alexa.
Ask Alexa.
I can tell that. I know that already.
Ask I know, but we want to know
well,
if you're right.
Well, we got to know if you're right. Alexa knows.
Alexa, what year did Bing Crosby die? Alexa, what year did Bing Crosby die?
I don't know that one.
Alexa, what year did Bing Crosby die?
Bing Crosby died on October 14th, 1977, at the age of
74
years.
There he is. He hit it again.
October 14th,
1977.
Gilbert hit that one again.
Yeah, I remember that a long time ago. Yeah,
he knows. Okay. Oh.
A lot of people died. A lot of good people died in 1977.
Who else?
Elvis.
Elvis Presley.
No, Elvis was 78.
Elvis Presley.
No, Elvis was in 78.
Guy Lombardo died.
Guy Lombardo.
Bing Crosby.
A lot of good people.
What?
Guy Lombardo.
Guy Lombardo. Remember him?
Yeah, I do.
Yep.
A lot of people won't, but I do.
Rochester died.
Hold on. Who else?
Rochester?
Brock Landers?
Rochester Anderson.
Okay. I thought you said Brock Landers died.
Remember the Dick Cheney show a long time ago?
Okay.
Remember the Dick Cheney show?
Do you remember, John?
Remember the Jack Benny show?
The what show?
Jack Benny show.
Jack Benny. Yeah, I remember Jack Benny.
Yeah. Rochester died that year anyway.
He was cheap. Remember how cheap Jack Benny was, Gilbert?
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
I think Chest Rockwell died that year.
But you're wrong. Elvis died in 78.
Ooh.
77.
Ask Alexa.
Alexa. Hello?
Yeah, ask you her. Didn't ask,
ask her.
Ask her.
1977, Elvis Presley died.
Ask Alexa.
I don't believe you.
Alexa, what year did Elvis Presley die?
Elvis Presley died on August 16th, 1977.
Oh! Gilbert smoked you, John.
I could have swore it was 70. I don't believe Alexa. Alexa's probably wrong about this, but okay.
You really went up against Gilbert head-to-head on Every a celebrity.
I'll never forget about that. I just came back from Austin. It was 77, you know.
Yeah. Oh, you just got back from your dark times in Austin. That's right. Yeah, you'll never forget that anyway. Yep.
Never forget that anyway. Rochester died. Guy Lombardo died. And let's see who died.
Oh, it was a rough year for you.
Well, obviously, Bing Crosby died.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'll never forget that anyway. All right. We got a break. Gilbert, good stuff.
Alexa, turn it off. Alexa, turn it off.
Whoa, Gilbert, stop yelling at Alexa. Oh, that was you, RJ. That was.
I can't do can't radio tell anymore. Difference. I'm out on radio.
Is
again.
It Gilbert or is it Memorex?
I can't believe Gilbert in this segment gave Houston a chance after he's been down on Houston, and he said maybe, maybe not. So at least there's a chance.
There's a chance.
One.
So you're
number
saying
two,
there's a chance, Gilbert.
You're saying there's a chance. Number two, what was his other question about?
I don't know.
It's something else that he wanted. Oh, if the Final Four played in the Astrodome.
Right.
Wanted to know if that was going to happen. Then Gilbert went head-to-head with Alexis on the on celebrity deaths and ended up coming out on top on all of them.
Right.
And then he defeated you because you wanted to challenge him on a celebrity death that he said he'll never forget when Elvis died because he was coming back from Austin.
Yeah, I'll never forget that anyway. I remember the day it happened. Actually, I was in a store right by high school, and I was like, oh, my God. It was 1978, I thought. But Gilbert, I should have never doubted it. I should have never.
Your memory's a little hazy compared to Gilbert's.
Yeah, well, I don't know who had a darker time, me or Gilbert. Yeah.
Back then. Your dark times were extended.
I don't know who.
You're still in them.
I don't know. Yeah, mine are still. It's still everything's still a little foggy. Despite Lent, it's still a little foggy. All right, 713-780-3776. All right, get in now after Gilbert. See how that works out for you. 713-780-3776. How about a company? Houston Powder Coaters are awesome. If you've got any kind of metal, okay, and it was all kinds. There's all kinds of different metal. There were chassis out there. There were wheels, mags. There were obviously patio furniture. But it doesn't matter what kind of metal that you have that you need to be refurbished. If it's something that you want to keep long term, if it's patio furniture that's been in your family, you want to preserve it for sentimental value. You want to make it look different. Okay, whatever it is, so go ahead and price patio furniture, see how that's going to work out for you, buying new patio furniture. Old and faded, but they do everything with the patio furniture, straps, hardware, slings, repair. If it's metal, they can help you. They are so good. Businesses trust them. The Marquee, Marriott Marquee, the Downtown Aquarium Club, the Westside Tennis Courts, Kima Boardwalk, Discovery Green. They work with everybody. Houston Powder Coaters is the biggest, biggest and the best, 20 years of experience. Whatever you need powder coated, Houston Powder Coated, HoustonPowderCoaters.com, HoustonPowderCoaters.com, 281-676-3888.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.